Well, good morning. It's Friday, and we are here again. George Watkins is on this side of the camera. I'm glad to see you on that side. All right. Well, we made it through another week, and some good things have come our way. First of all, we were reminded often, not just on this program, obviously, but we were reminded often of the love of God that never fails, never fails, never fades out, never becomes obsolete, never comes to an end, as the Amplified says. We were also reminded through the breath and the breathing of, you know, the wind, I should say, the Holy Spirit breathing on us, that we have worth, we are valuable, and that God has a purpose in our life. We were reminded of that, some of it on this program and other places that you've been tuning into or hanging around. God's faithful to do that because he knows we need those encouraging words. So the week has been a good week. If you've been glued to the news broadcast, you may need a good dose of encouragement tonight, because if that's what you're feeding yourself on, then you're pretty convinced that we're doomed and, you know, it's over and it's the end of the world. I've been reminded a number of times lately in this situation we're in, when one of the announcers would say, "We haven't had this problem since 1968, when Carter was in, you know, and the interest rates." And I thought, wait a minute now. 60, well, that would be 78 or so. 68, I got married. 78, in one of our great crunches, you know, before Reagan took over, we started a church. We built a building in that era of the 80s. I look back on it, and interest rates were up in the double digits. So I was encouraging myself that, hey, God took us through the last one. He's going to take us through this one. I love that verse where Isaac sowed in the time of famine, the Old Testament, and he got a hundredfold return back. So even in the midst of dark, gloomy predictions, God is still faithful. And our favorite psalm, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and the noise and pestilence, and he will," you know, "under his wings will I trust," and so forth. 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, it will not come nigh me. Okay, that's a promise. That's a prophetic prediction that God has stamped on his contract with us, that he will walk with us and protect us. So this is Friday. Welcome to my favorite day of the week. Okay. Thinking about some things today, the Lord dropped this in my spirit. Launch. And God, the Holy Spirit, will steer the ship. If you launch, if you will just get launching, you know, get that boat in the water. My daughter-in-law, married to my son Corbin, is quite an athlete. And every year their family up in Bellingham has competed in the Sea to Ski. Ski to Sea, that's backwards. They start in Mount Baker skiing, and one family member takes some of the, you know, the positions. They ski, they pedal a bike, they row a boat, they run. And this last time, she, my daughter-in-law, pumped, paddled a kayak and won by 45 seconds. And I was thinking about that in this launching thing. And she, when she grabbed that boat and ran off toward the water and put it in the water, that contest would not have been a victory if she hadn't launched that little kayak boat. There's things that you and I need to do to get moving. There's things we need to do to break the inertia. Inertia is being stuck in a place. And oh my, have I had a few experiences like that. We all have. Stuck in a job, stuck in a, stuck in school when you're a kid. Will I ever get out of school? Will Friday ever come so I can go out and play again? Well, we get in those positions that God gives us something to do to break the hold or the grip that something has on us. Look at the prodigal son. Prodigal son was in the midst of inertia. That means he was just resting in the pig pen. What a dumb place to rest. He was resting in the pig pen. Now, if we were honest with ourselves, we've picked a few pig pens over the years. We look around, we say, well, this is awful, but I just can't seem to move. But I tell you, if you listen to the Holy Spirit, if you'll be sensitive to the Word of God, God will give you something to do to break that sucker. Now, look at the man with the withered hand. There was nothing wrong with his legs, and Jesus knew that. So he gave him a command of something he could do. That's what's so important about our financial life and the command and the direction and the encouragement to give alms, which is to the poor, give offerings, which goes toward the general expense, and to give tithe. Now, we can do that. You say, well, I can't do that because I have to live on every red cent. I have to have it all. Well, it's not true. It's not true. It's like the government now that we're dealing with. They wouldn't think of cutting back, but they want more money. So it is with us many times. Oh, I can't do without my trinkets and my 14 cups of coffee a week that cost $150 a week. All those things are something that you can do in the financial world. You can give, and when you do, God begins to give you a breakthrough where you can move forward. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, stand forth. And when he stood forth, his hand was healed because he did what he could do. Now, the man that was blind, Jesus put mud in his eye, made a mud pie and put it in his eye, said, go wash in the pool. Now, he could do that. Now, he may have needed some help. He was certainly impaired in his sight, but he did that, and when he did, he was healed because he could walk to the pool. We say, well, I'm stuck in this relationship, I'm stuck in this this job, I'm stuck in my health, nothing seems to change. Ask the Lord for wisdom on what you can do to break the mold and break the grip. And if you do, I believe you'll have a word of wisdom. Well, the scripture says this. If you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you. If you ask for an egg, he's not going to give you a stone. He's not going to trick you. He's going to give you what you ask for. So ask away, and he will release some things back to you. Launch, and the Holy Spirit will steer the ship. As I was coming to the microphone today and the camera, thinking along these lines. It's kind of like the high dive, getting out there on the edge of the high dive, going into the swimming pool, hanging your toes over the edge. And by now, if you're in a public pool, you've already got people behind you shouting at you, jump, get out of the way. You're in my way. And finally you go. You lean forward until gravity takes over and you don't have to make a decision. And finally you find yourself in the water and swim toward the edge and feel pretty good about yourself. You went off the high dive. Well, I've been on a few high dives in the spirit. There's things I've done that I just didn't know how it was going to come out, but I knew I could start. I knew I could get the thing going by launching into it. I remember there was we were in Poland a number of years ago, and they took us to a prison, and they asked me to speak. Now, I had no preparation. It wasn't a sermon. You don't preach sermons in prison so much. You've got to dip down into the Holy Spirit pool of anointing and pull it up. I stood up in front of those several hundred men in a wired fence, you know, out in the open. And God gave me a word, just 5 or 8 minutes perhaps, that changed the hearts of quite a number of men, because I just launched. I stood up and launched. That's not really unusual for most preachers. We just jump in and God does some marvelous things. As we're coming to the end of this week, and this subject is so important, I feel it's important for some special people that are listening today, because there's something you can do to make the thing change. Some of you already know what it is. It could be, and I touched this yesterday, it could be forgiveness. You can forgive. You can make the act of forgiveness. You can make the first phone call and break that grip or that lock, that block that's on your relationship with someone. You can make the phone call. Well, you swallow the bitter pill, bite your lip and do it. But if you launch something, amen. How about that savings account, that retirement fund? Well, I'm waiting for the big lotto. I'm waiting for the big, the big win so I can put $100,000. Well, at 16, they told me if at 16 I would put away $1 a day into a savings account, by the time I was 65, I would be a millionaire. Now, there was a number of reasons I didn't do that. When I was 16, I made $1.25 a day mopping out a donut shop at 5 o'clock in the morning before I went to high school. So there's no way you're getting that buck out of me. I'm spending that in the gas tank so I could drive around town in my 48 Ford. Now, as you may have surmised, I didn't put the dollar away after that either, because I had something to spend it on. So I don't have that $1 million in the bank. But I could have, because it was easy to do in the long run, when you look at it. Something you can do to make it work. Father, I pray today that as we step into our weekend, you're going to give us some words of wisdom and some circumstances that open our eyes and some prophetic voice into our heart and into our ear so we can hear. And we're going to know something that we can do to make the thing move. No more inertia for us, Lord. We're on the move toward victory. All right? Love you guys and gals. It's a great privilege to interact with you. And hear from you. Thank you for your subscriptions. Thank you for your thumbs up and your comments and all the likes and so forth. God's nudging you to send us a financial gift. We receive it. Put it right to work. It won't rest around very long. It'll go right to work. And you'll be blessed in doing PayPal or the address. Well, until Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we'll look forward to seeing you then. Have a Sunday night blessing together. Have a wonderful Saturday. Go to church on Sunday and enjoy the Spirit of God. Until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And when you rise in the morning, let the glory cloud walk with you all day.